The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy. I'll help too if I have to.
My name's Griffin McElroy, the littlest brother. I'm just here for the snacks.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
What's that?
Had a crafty table with lots of snacks.
Yeah, the crafty table is a problem. But we haven't generated any new viral TikTok sounds.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of market research, a lot of breaking down stuff. And let me tell you what's popular now to give us some context.
Yeah, sure.
People sitting in boats, in these tiny boat things where the tiny boat is drifting towards the screen and it plays Titanic music.
Oh, that's funny.
Life hacks are always popular.
We love those.
Clips where they're showing, like, clips of young Shelton.
Young Blake Shelton.
Yes. And underneath it, they're, like, melting stuff or carving soap or something. That's big.
Oh, that's cool. I love those TikToks where it's young Shelton on one end, and on the other end, it's a hydraulic press, like, squishing a bunch of Funko Pops.
Yeah, that's a big one. And that's about it. That's all that's on TikTok right now. So if we can make any sounds that go with those things.
This is chilling. If you, I've never seen any of these things on TikTok. I don't get any of that.
Oh, yeah?
That's weird. Your algorithm must be all fucked up.
I got people making stuff, and then I have people sitting in, I did something wrong.
Sure.
I did something wrong. Can I talk about my algo for a second?
Let's all diagnose our algos. Yeah.
I did something wrong where there was a live feed at some point of someone just sitting, usually someone who's female presenting, sitting and where their feet are very prominent in the shot.
Justin.
And I think that I watched too long trying to figure out what's going on here.
Right. Okay.
And I think, and my natural curiosity is fucking with me because now I'm being served, I think, a lot of really obscure fetish content. Mm-hmm. And I keep watching it because I'm like, what is happening here? And it doesn't register that I'm consuming fetish content. I'm just a curious guy trying to figure out what's happening in the stream, right? What's the context of the stream?
Yeah.
So now I'm just getting just pummeled with fetish content that's very, it's obviously very G-rated, but it can't be anything other than that, right?
Right, right.
See, I fell into a similar problem, almost one for one, actually, where I accidentally got distracted by a clip from Modern Family, and I got served a lot of Modern Family stuff, which, if you think about it, it's just like comedy fetish stuff,
Yeah, for sure. It's my comedy fetish. I sort of backed up into it because I was getting served a lot of videos of like clay figurines of the adult characters from Young Shelton being squished up by a big hydraulic press. And then that became a fetish for me. Like it wasn't, for me, it was sort of a cart before the horse of the mom and dad, maybe from Young Shelton. And they are made of clay. And when they get gooshed up, the clay goes all over the place. And it's fun for like Christmas. It's fun to gather everyone around for that for Christmas.
Sometimes TikTok tries to serve me old Sheldon, clips, and I'm like, no.
I fucking
I don't like this guy.
I don't like a Sheldon that has been sullied by time and the sort of like sinful opportunities, because it was easier as a kid to be like just a pure Sheldon.
Yeah.
But when he gets older and he gets, you know, tempted by internet pornography for one thing.
A lot of storylines about that and how he loves fetish content on TikTok.
Yeah. And when they and then all of a sudden the name Big Bang Theory becomes less about like the Neil deGrasse Tyson science stuff and more of like, you know, Sheldon's Big Bang is the name of the next one. The next show they're going to make.
Now, let me pitch this, and I know I started talking about TikTok. Let's pitch a show called Ancient Sheldon, where it's him. He's been around now for like 600 years, right? He's so smart, he figured out a way. Maybe it's cybernetics, maybe it's just like, I don't know, something.
That's and he now figure that out.
The world has gone to absolute shit, right?
Yeah.
And there's a team of adventurers who have to seek out Ancient Sheldon to get his help.
He's like
putting the world back on track.
That's cool.
But he's like, I can't, he's like, I can't help. I'm too busy watching all this pornography.
This is, okay, but this is what happens. This is what happens in the show. The explorers are like, they find Ancient Sheldon, and he's like in a TARDIS. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he made, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a prop TARDIS he made to hibernate in. They're like, they bring him out, and he's like, this, I can't do anything to help you, but my DNA has been specifically engineered to withstand the radiation and all the weather and stuff. And they're like, the only way forward for the human race is to take the DNA of the Ancient Sheldon, who will then do this like a spinoff, just call it Progenitor Sheldon.
Yes.
Right. And it will be, he will have to repopulate the Earth.
Okay.
With his DNA, because his is the only one specific. So it's like, oops, all Sheldons. It's
right.
Young Sheldons, old Sheldons. It's all the Sheldons together interacting, because
it's the logical conclusion to the to the Sheldon verse. I would like to
conclusion
maybe say,
is so narrow minded though, Griffin. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
That's fair. I think we are hemming ourselves in a bit by just focusing on age Sheldon. May I propose perhaps wet Sheldon?
Ooh. And
this show is Sheldon. He can be any age, but he keeps having some sort of accident, or people keep throwing water or juice or soda on him.
Yeah.
And every episode, it's like, at some point, Sheldon's going to get wet. Uh-huh. And then it's like, where's it going to come from? How's he going to get wet in this episode?
But then the longer you go down that road, though, eventually the writers are going to run out of ideas, and the people are going to be frustrated, because they'll be like, hey, he's been dry for 4 episodes.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
happening over there?
He was moist in the middle of that one, because there was a light mist.
Sweaty. That's different.
Okay, let me pitch
it. Sheldon.
That's on Thursdays.
Let me combine the ideas.
Family. Okay.
So they clone Ancient Sheldon, right?
Okay,
and,
cool.
Well, and then you end up with 7 other Sheldons that all contain, you got young Sheldon, you got, middle Sheldon, but then wet Sheldon is just always wet because maybe there was a drop of water in the clone vat at the same time. And then you just have all these different Sheldons, right, with all these different facets. And here's where we're going to take TV and change it forever.
Oh, good. Right?
So what we're talking about here, you got Ancient Sheldon, and then we got 7 spinoff series. Okay. But they're all going to happen simultaneously. And you're going to film them all at the same time. And basically, they're all going to air back to back to back to back to back. And it's the same episode, but from a, like, 5 degrees more to the left to show the change in perspective.
It's a first-person perspective Sheldon experience?
Yeah. And they're all going to basically be the exact same episode with the exact same storylines. And you can even shoot them the same way. You just have 8 cameras all set up side by side. And
that's
it just
cool.
shifts slightly to the side for each Sheldon. And
I like that.
Basically, that's your entire Thursday. We'll have to schedule Thursdays off work.
It's a whole network. It sounds like that we're talking. It's sort of Sheldon, Sheldon TV.
Yeah, and each episode is 2 hours long.
And that's once the well runs dry, now why stop at one adjective? Now we can have old wet Sheldon.
Yep.
We can have young dry Sheldon. We can have, I'm stuck on various levels of precipitation. Obviously, there's a lot more sort of axes that we can explore.
I mean, what's Hungry up, Sheldon.
There's
Hungry
a big Sheldon. Sheldon. We're running into a problem, though, and what's that? I feel like we're not serving everyone. Okay. I think that we need to redo ESPN, make it the Entertainment and Sheldon Network.
Ports Network.
Port Programming Network.
And there you go.
And we'll, I want to see them do sports against each other.
That'll
all the sport
happen.
Content. People still like sports, so I think you're going to have
to it's holding on.
Against all odds, man. It's like, you talk about, you know, we've run out of ways to get Sheldon wet. I feel like we've caught a football in just about every way that we can, that we can, as a human species, that we could possibly do. Unless somebody grows a third arm.
Or they let them start using axes, which I've been pushing for a while now.
Or big everlong hands. Like, we need something in there, because everybody's thrown and caught and hit. And, shooted and kicked, like all of the different things that you can do in sports, like we've done them every way.
What about this? It's football, but the football is Sheldon. And I don't mean you're throwing a grown man around. I mean you've cloned Sheldon into a football shape. And he's talking. He's making jokes and comments as you're throwing him around.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes.
A sort of skin ball. Does he talk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He talks and has character arcs and everything.
Well, yes. I mean, he has physical arcs through the air when football Tom chucks him.
Do you have it? Sheldon has been made into the aggro crag, right?
Yes. Awesome.
And
cool.
kids, young Sheldons, will scale this radical rock.
Okay.
And I bet it takes a while. I bet it takes a while, what with all the asthma medication that needs to be consumed while climbing that radical
climb
Sheldon.
The Shagro Crag, and then at the top of it, you take a big piece of that beautiful Sheldon home with you.
Yeah, and it hurts him every time.
It hurts him every time.
It hurts him so bad when
let me throw this show out. Okay. The floor is Sheldon.
Oh, that's
okay, now
good.
Now tell me about this.
Now you're climbing across different kind of, there's a stack of couches and, there's some crates and boxes. Oh, get on the sarcophagus, because if you fall on the floor is Sheldon and you will be consumed.
Is it just his face?
It's not just one face. It is.
It's an ocean of film.
It's an ocean of faces.
A quivering ocean of screaming Sheldons.
Correct. Yeah. It's like that pool. Like the pool in Hercules where he dives in it and all the souls are flying around in it, except it's all Sheldons and they're all screaming and they're all hungry.
What if the floor is still lava, but when a contestant falls into that gooey orange stuff, when they pop out, they're Sheldon now. And then their friends are like, their wife or whatever is like, no, you're a fundamentally different. I didn't marry Sheldon, but that's who you are now.
Could you toss some, like, what is food that nerds like? Like, Funyuns? Is that what they eat on the show?
You know what, Justin? I bet that they eat a balanced diet.
Could you toss some of those on the floor to solidify a portion of it? You know what I mean?
So like the immunity token from Legends of the Hidden Temple, Legends of the Hidden Sheldon.
Yeah, that's cool.
Watch out, the Sheldon guards will get you.
I think we've run out of Sheldon jokes, it feels like.
Yeah, I've never watched the show.
Me neither. This is an advice show. I can't believe we gave away
so many great ideas. Yeah.
So many great ideas for free.
I mean, next fall on CBS or whatever channel does Sheldon, I would not be surprised if old, wet, hungry Sheldon debuted on the airwaves. Old, wet, young, dry, hungry, hungry Sheldon coming this fall on CBAC. CBAC. On ACAB. It's our new network. It just runs Sheldon. And he's got some things to say.
Don't ask about the acronym. We haven't figured
ask
it out
it's
yet.
It'll come to us later, but we like the letters.
I'm a parent, which means I am occasionally obligated to host a birthday celebration for a child.
Yeah,
Keeping the kids happy is easy, but how do I... Really? Keeping the kids happy is easy, but how to make sure other parents are having a good time, too? We recently moved to a new city, so I'm trying to make friends out of these folks. I mean... This is a problem.
Yeah, this is a real one.
Can I tell you? I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but what with the global pandemic, we haven't hosted as many children's birthday parties as our kids have been around. But when we did do one, one of the things I ran into is one of the kids there was being a real asshole. And oh, like man. Banging toys around and being real rough with toys and stuff. And I'm sitting there and I know that this kid's mom is right there and she's not doing anything. And then I thought, well, you know what's easy? Making enemies. Making enemies is way easier than making friends.
Sure. There's a lot more ways to do it. So what what's the result here, Trav?
I've been waging a slow battle against this woman. She doesn't even know.
Okay. But it's all in my head. The fact that her child misbehaved once.
I mean, it was several times over the course of 2 hours.
Yeah. No, I mean, we all demand.
No, wait. Here's the result. Here's the thing. If that kid's being an asshole, you know the other parents are clocking it too. That's a good inroad. That's a good inroad to be like, what's the deal with this kid?
Yeah, so to make this remotely germane to the question at hand, Travis is saying that one way to entertain all the parents is to pick one of the parents that everyone else can kind of dogpile on. Yeah, and they're not going to have a good time, but everybody else is, I guess.
I don't see any downsides.
I like going to a children's party where there have been no attempts to make it accessible for parents.
Yes.
It's not a party. I really like that a lot.
Yeah. Because
if you're like, if the worst you got for me is, I want you to sit in this corner of Boji's gym nest and just exist and no one's going to bother you for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a party in my book. You know what I mean? You don't have to engage me in anything. This is not a party for me. I'm just kind of a hired driver. I'm just going to kick it here. There's no pressure to that. I like that. But if they start like, okay, adults, I got some brandy cordials for everybody.
We're going to play Minister's Cat over here.
Yeah, exactly. What adults do at parties.
A lot of people talk about that they're jealous of kids and how easy it is for kids to make friends because it's just like, well, we don't have anything in common or whatever, but I saw you and now we're friends. We live near each other. We're in the same class or whatever. And I did not anticipate the ramifications of that as the parent. But now I've run into my kid being like, I want this girl in my class who I've decided is my best friend to like come over and like do a play date and hang out. And all I can think is like, I know less than nothing about this kid's parents.
Yeah.
And if this kid comes over, the parents will be there too. What do I do?
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. You have no idea.
You have no way of knowing.
I've thwarted my kids. My kids keep trying to set up play dates and it hasn't worked for them yet. And eventually they're going to figure it out. I keep getting these like scraps of paper that just says like, this is Paisley's mom. And it'll just say, like, Paisley's mom, and then maybe five numbers on them. Like, honey, I can't reach Paisley's mom with this. You got to try again. And I'm not going to text somebody out of the blue and just be like, hey, can our kids hang? I know it happens. I know it happens. Just not to me.
Yeah. Okay? The short answer is to make friends as grown-ups at a kid's party. Everybody clings to service level, like small talk.
Yeah.
Of like, and honestly, I think that is the best you could hope for of that thing because, like, this isn't a group of people brought together by a shared interest other than our children vaguely know each other. And so being able to say, like, I never know what to do with these things.
That's not good.
This person, look at our kids out there running around, like, having so much fun. Anything like that. And
keep it
they
short.
Will cling
too.
To
keep
it.
It short too. Like I remember this. Like that's evocative. That could mean a lot of different shit. And then it's the ball is in their court if they take it and run with it. Yeah. You could also try.
But other parent looks at you and like, yes, this has all happened before. I didn't know others were aware.
Oh,
what a relief!
And then you hit them.
Now you're friends with them.
And then you hit them back with a got any plans? And then that could be, that's a lot of different things.
Until they look at you stealing that and they're just like, no.
No.
I don't.
Not past Friday.
I'm in this exact moment. Just turn on Mythbusters. It works at Easter.
Yeah.
Just turn it on. It's Mythbusters. Yeah. Look.
You're at the Charles Entertainment Cheese Factory and they go into the AV closet and pull out like a 18-inch CRT TV in front of all the tables and turn on some Mythbusters for the grown-ups while everybody else plays skee ball.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
In the grown zone, as they call it.
Mythbusters is Cocomelon for grown-ups.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, this will keep these grown-ups busy for a little bit.
I bet that blows up real good. It did. Nice. That's
There's a Cocomelon song I heard yesterday, I can't get out of my gourd, and it goes, snowman, snowman, Merry Christmas, snowman. He stands out in the field all day. He likes to get a slow tan.
What?
What?
I don't think that's
right.
I don't think that's how it goes. That may actually be Bob the Train, which is like knockoff cocoa melon. Anyway, I could speak on this for hours.
Fofo melon.
How about a Yahoo? Wow, that was reflexive and painful. But how about a wizard? A wiki wizard.
Wiki wizard. Yes, please.
Okay. I mean, thanks everyone who sent this in. Got a lot of different submissions on this one. It is How to Talk Like Cartman from South Park. Eric Theodore Cartman is one of the most beloved characters on South Park. How can you choose? But perhaps one of the hardest to imitate. It's not impossible, though. Dazzle your friends with a spot-on impression by following a few tips and taking a little time to practice. You'll sound like the annoying bratty kid in no time.
Hmm.
This could be a cool way to befriend some parents at, like, a party where you don't know anybody. If you could just be like, you know, Got any plans? I can't. That was more Urkel.
That was like,
I can't do Cartman yet because I haven't done the article. But here in a little bit, we'll all be able to do a pretty good one, I think.
Is Cartman beloved? This is, I know that this is a sticking point, but.
He's one of the more beloved characters on.
Recognizable.
It. Yeah.
For sure.
Let's just start.
Beloved?
Number one, watch a lot of South Park episodes. Well, I was going to do that anyway.
I've been doing it.
Yeah, I put it on my phone and then put on some like Bluetooth headphones and go to sleep.
I've
to
downloaded,
really get it in there.
I've got 10 of my favorite South Park episodes downloaded on my phone. I just watch them over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You'll need to do this to truly understand his voice and character in general. Make use of the subtleties and nuances in his voice.
The subtleties of South Park.
This is cool. I do like the idea of leaving this step off and being like, so you've never seen South Park. There's a kid on it. He's a real stinker, and he talks weird. Watch Trey Parker demonstrations. He'll just come to your school.
Yeah. To try to get you off or on drugs, depending on what you want him to talk about.
Yeah, he'll talk about whatever you want him to talk about, and he'll be like, the Bible's great. And with read the Bible. Still not better.
No, that was a little bit like a Squirtle.
Yeah, that's my favorite. My favorite is Christian Carmen. Squirtle.
Carmen.
So understand his accent. Cartman has a slight lisp and tends to jumble letters together. Instead of saying cool and pronouncing all the letters in the word, Cartman says coo.
All right, quick round robin. If we could, just see how it's coming along.
Coo.
Still Squirtle. Still Squirtle for all of us. I think let's actually take a break from doing it so we can maybe get off Squirtle. He's a loud talker and often sounds like he's yelling at everyone even during normal conversations.
I bet Griffin would love to get off Squirtle.
What did you just say to him? What did you just say, Travis?
What? Was that out loud?
What did you just say?
Don't worry about it.
What did you just say about your brother out loud on our show?
That you would like to masturbate Squirtle.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said out loud on our show. That's a pretty bad thing to say, don't you think?
I'm just saying you two are in love.
I just heard a Slack notification pop off. Justin, did you just DM Travis like great jokes about getting off Squirtle?
No, I wish I had. Listen, I'm trying to limit the amount of back channeling that happens in this audio podcast.
Yeah. Listen carefully to the voice. Remember, Cartman is still a kid who hasn't gone through puberty, so his voice is really high.
Griffin would love to talk Squirtle's wiener. What was that?
Even as a joke.
It sucked.
Oh, man. Damn it.
Even as a joke, it sucks.
Can I tell you what's bad in my head? I thought I was nailing it.
Hone in on the pitch. The pitch is the noise created based on the rate of vibration of the vocal folds.
I think it's up there.
The sound of the voice changes as the rate of vibrations varies. So this is easy. All you need to do is vibrate your vocal cords. Mentally go into your cords. Grasp those muscles with your mind neurons. Flex him in the way that is necessary to create Cartman's voice perfectly. Travis, you're just sort of dying just as the Crypt Keeper over there.
I'm trying to find the right pitch.
All right, Smeagol, why don't you just beat your tail there for
my
a bit?
My pitch! My pitch is mine.
That's cool.
Kitty!
Yeah! Yeah!
My pitch is kitty!
That's good. You guys are actually getting into the spirit of it pretty good. Memorize popular phrases. You guys already have my precious
respect
mom.
Respect my authority!
Yeah. Is that good? Trav, respect. Actually, it's getting a little too good if you could take a step back.
Okay.
You sound like Smudge from that Christian show, puppet show we used to watch.
Gladly.
That's such a deep cut, Justin. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Was it Sunshine Factory or something like that?
Whoa, good pull, bud. Hold on. I'm going to do a little look around here.
Pick your favorite. As a Cartman fan, you probably have your own Cartmanism that you love to hear. After watching dozens of episodes, determine which ones you want to reproduce and go for it. I mean, respect my authority and screw you guys, I'm going home. Like, those are like the
screw you guys, I'm going home.
Travis, it sucks that you're good at it.
It sucks that you're good at it, and it makes it less funny.
It makes it less funny, actually, for the bit.
I won't do it anymore because I think that's the best it might ever be.
Yeah.
And now I can't touch that again.
One, you should walk away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to skip this next step, which is practice, practice, practice. We're not going to Carnegie Hall with Travis's incredible Cartman impression that he apparently has in his back pocket. I hate that you know that about yourself now, because I know you will weaponize it at some point, even
off
the air.
Oh, no, just like every episode of My Brother and Me, I'll forget it as soon as we stop recording.
Yeah, okay. So, interacting with others as Cartman. Get into character. Part of Cartman's appeal is his bratty attitude towards those around him. Create this persona by putting yourself in his shoes. Think about what he would say to a friend or someone he despises. If you're having difficulty, consider saying and or doing the rudest, most inappropriate thing you can think of, and you're there.
Okay. Well, now, hold on. If you have control over the interaction, why not make it, like, nice, empathetic Cartman? Do the voice, but say something uplifting and supportive of a friend.
Yeah, there's probably an episode that is, like, he's not shitty. And it's, like, maybe a Christmas episode, and he's, like...
Love you guys. I'm staying here.
I love you guys. I'm never
it's
leaving.
It's the inverse of, I'm never well, leaving.
There's
I'm
the one where he thinks he's died and only Butters can see him, and so he makes fruit baskets.
Have you watched
baskets.
A lot of South Park?
Not recently. Not since college when you're required legally to watch it.
I did actually have to take it as an elective.
Yeah, and he makes fruit baskets for everybody he's wronged.
Yeah, this is an easy one. Develop comedic timing.
Yeah. If anyone can tell me how to do that, that would be
keep
really
nothing
funny.
Off limits. If you really want to sound like the beloved, I wanted to interrupt Travis throwing himself down on his own blade. Keep nothing off limits. If you really want to sound exactly just like the beloved animated character, don't hold back. Feel free to say exactly what's on your mind like he does. If you notice, Cartman comments on race, religion, politics, and everything in between.
Hey, WikiHow?
No, it's
don't
Travis.
Give people that. Let's call it Cartman Blanche.
And let's
that's
just
not.
Say, oh, no, that's Travis. Really, really good, Trav.
It's really good.
I'm just
really
saying
good.
The political discourse over the last, let's say, 6 to 7 years has gotten a little unruly. Is it possible that
everyone's
some people on,
yes,
on a
Griffin,
certain
yes.
side of the aisle is uh-huh. just brushing up on their Cartman impression? Long form. They're a little bit lost in the sauce, so to speak.
I thought you were going to say, like, this whole time Chuck Schumer has been working on his Cartman. He's about to weaponize it for good.
Now, Chuck Schumer is not who I was thinking of when I was describing certain political actors.
No, I'm saying he hasn't used it, but he's ready to use it now to stand up to some of the bullies.
Retaliatory, sort of mutually assured.
He's been working on it, so when he decides to stand up to the bullies... For
yes.
once ever. Just one
just
time.
Just the one time.
Just one time.
One
he's
time.
Been waiting until his Cartman is perfect.
Yeah, and then he's really going to...
That makes sense!
He's really going to blast him then.
That tracks.
That was my favorite episode of West Wing, when the president goes to Congress to be
Are
like,
Are you
hey,
about to do a Cartman impression,
invite
Trav?
Me to do
as,
it.
As President Bartlett.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, we'll keep him waiting outside.
A little
and he goes,
like this.
And they're like, we'll keep him waiting out there. And then President Bartlett's like, screw you guys, I'm killing him.
You did it. And or if he was just like, you get horns. Or in the future, so you know, crime boy, I don't know, is when I decided to kick your ass. And I haven't gotten
when the president comes in the room, everyone
stands. It sucks that Travis is so much better at it. It sucks. This is the first time that any of us have ever gotten appreciably better at a thing because of a WikiHow article, and it's this, and it's only Travis.
Well,
and
you guys, sucks. You guys can both play instruments, and I think this might be my instrument.
Your instrument.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Show up to a band audition and just be like, "Heh." And they'll be like, "We wanted a drummer."
I'll be your hype man.
Yeah.
That wasn't good.
Oh, no, it's going away. Oh, thank God. Hey, can we go to the money zone? And maybe
we're in the money zone, baby.
Okay, good.
We've got a new Cartman. Don't worry. Don't worry. New Cartman is here. Don't worry, Trey. Matt, guys.
I'll take over.
He's right here. You know, he could be like Jim Hanks.
Oh, that's true.
Who that is.
Jim? Yes, you do. Jim Hanks? Tom Hanks' brother? Jim? Jim Hanks?
He does Woody in the video games.
Anytime you see Woody that's not in a movie, it's Jim Hanks.
I thought it's Tim Hanks.
Now, that would be wild because we have cousins named Tim and Tom. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. Are you Googling Jim Hanks right now?
I am.
Check me.
Oh, and it's not that I don't believe you. I just wanted to see a picture of him, and I'm not disappointed.
You know who he looks like?
A little bit like Tom Hanks.
He looks a little bit like Tom Hanks.
Does he look at all like Colin Hanks?
He looks like Colin Hanks.
He looks like if Tom Hanks went to the Amazon headquarters because Jeff Bezos invented a new teleportation machine, but then they both accidentally went in the same chamber. This is who would come out the other side.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Jim Hanks. Yeah. Let's go to the money zone, and then we'll do other jokes.
I want to tell you guys about Squarespace. I can't believe you guys don't know about Squarespace yet. Like, how have you guys
missed...
You
don't have to be shitty about it.
Doesn't have to be like that.
It's just that, like, I've talked about it so many times. And how do you, Justin Griffin, not know about Squarespace?
I do other stuff during the ads.
Oh, okay. Well, try to listen up this time, because Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Griffin, are you online at all?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's doing his same fucking thing.
Okay.
He's doing the same fucking thing when he talks about Squarespace.
All right. It's just that, you can stand out with a beautiful website, engage your audience, and thank you, and sell anything, your products, content you create, and even your time, Justin, if you want to. This could really, hey, Justin, since he's not paying attention, this could be our chance to kind of distance ourselves from Griffin.
Buy stock in GeoCities.
So we could sell our products and our content we create and our time on Squarespace, because every Squarespace website and online store comes with a suite of integrated features and useful guides that help maximize prominence among search results. And it says here, no Griffins allowed.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so you can sell your products on an online store, whether you sell physical or digital products.
Do
that for
me.
Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online with no Griffins involved whatsoever.
I think GeoCities is better in every conceivable way, and everyone should buy GeoCities today.
Wow.
This is not insider trading.
Create pro-level videos effortlessly. The Squarespace Video Studio app helps you make and share engaging videos to tell your story, grow your audience, and drive sales. So, head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace, no Griffins required.
GeoCities closed down a while ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah, GeoCities goes to Yahoo now. The snake eats itself.
Well, don't go to, don't buy stock in Yahoo. This is definitely not insane.
They're not doing good?
Bombas is basically like a Christmas hack.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like it's shorthand for presents when you open them up and you're like, oh, socks. But Bombas is a present where you open it up and it's like, Justin, now Justin's showing me his feet and they do have Bombas on them. And
well,
now
I'm
Justin,
wearing Bombas right now.
Yeah, Justin's
I'm worried about
my,
the algorithms.
My algorithm now. And it's just going to be TikToks of my brother's feet, which is...
Because you could just say, like, I'm wearing...
Oh, man, that... Wait. Let's get rich. Okay, wait. Hold on. Keep doing the Bombas app.
Oh, Justin's going to show his feet.
I'll make fetish content in this window.
Yeah.
And we could sell this on TikTok, and you guys talk about
Hey,
Bombas.
Justin, I'm confused about the geometry of your body right now, my man.
I'm a little confused.
Oh, I'm feeling great over here. No worries.
I don't think I also realized you got petite little feet.
Yeah.
It's just a trick of the perspective.
What
size
shoe do you wear, my boy?
This is something for everybody.
7.5.
No. This lies.
It's just the perspective.
What were we talking about? Bombas, that's right. They make gifting easy with socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good.
Now, I'm wearing Bombas underwear right now, and Justin, you'll notice how I'm not getting up and showing everybody my rockin' hog.
Yeah, that's impressive restraint from Travis,
a man
who just spoke like Cartman for what felt like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I love my Bombas socks. They're very, very comfortable. They got slippers now too. These are basic garments, and these are upgraded versions of them. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list, including yourself. They got traditional festive colors and designs. So that if that's something that's important to you, then congratulations. Give the good this holiday season with Bombas. That's a powerful sentence, Bombas, that you have had me say out loud. Give the good with Bombas this holiday season. Go to bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother, code mybrother for 20% off. bombas.com/mybrother, code mybrother.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anna McLeod.
And I'm Alexis B. Preston.
And we host a show called Comfort Creatures, the show for every animal lover, be it a creature of scales, six legs, fur, feathers, or fiction. Comfort Creatures is a show for people who prefer their friends to have paws instead of hands.
Unless they are raccoon hands, that is okay.
That is absolutely okay, yeah.
Yes. Every Thursday, we will be talking to guests about their pets, learning about pets in history, art, and even fiction. Plus, we'll discover differences between pet ownership across the pond. It's going to be a hoot on Maximum Fun.
Hi, everybody. My name is Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Dr. Sydney McElroy.
That is true.
It's important in this context because we host a medical history podcast called
Sawbones.
Oh, I thought we should have worked on that.
Sawbones.
Sawbones isn't afraid to ask the hard-hitting questions. Like, are vaccines as safe and reliable as they want us to believe?
Yes.
Do I have to get a flu shot?
Yes.
Okay. Is science a miracle?
No.
We have a lot of great history for you and a lot of laughs. And sometimes the history is so bad that there's no laughs, but...
You'll learn something, you'll feel something.
And it's always Sawbones.
That's right.
Every week on MaximumFun.org. A week before my birthday this year, my roommate asked if she could borrow my favorite shirt. I gave it to her, and on my birthday... She proudly gifted it back to me, having hand-embroidered a cartoon character that we both love on the back of it. The problem is, the embroidery looks terrible. She admitted herself when she gave it to me that she had to rush the second half of it, and it seriously shows. I appreciate the effort she went to, but brothers, this is my favorite shirt. Is it acceptable for me to quietly pull out the embroidery and pretend like nothing ever happened?
Okay. This is embroidery unavoidable in Washington, D.C., and you're so close to me. Name the price. Do you understand? If I owned a shirt that had on the back of it a pixel-perfect embroidered recreation of Bart Simpson's legs, but then the top half of Bart Simpson was really shitty, I don't know that I would wear any other garment on the top half of my body again for the rest of my life. You may be in possession of the world's funniest shirt, depending on what the cartoon character is.
The fact, the fact that you, folks, is there a picture, Travis?
No, there was no picture.
Y'all, you have to send a picture.
Now, they did give some additional details.
That, is that the cartoon character?
The shirt, they did not list the cartoon character either.
Come on.
Why?
The shirt is vintage and therefore irreplaceable. that the roommate even said I had to rush the second
half. Right. That's in the question.
That they are pretty confident they can remove the embroidery without damaging the shirt, but they don't know how to embroider, so they can't fix it themselves.
This, I don't see the problem here. No matter how much you love a shirt, when somebody half embroiders a good Bart Simpson on it, the value of the shirt, fungibly, aesthetically, has improved so much that the idea of getting rid of it or unspooling Bart Simpson makes me want to fucking barf.
Imagine you got your jacket on, right? And then it's like, oh, it's a little hot in here. And everybody's like stunned by the front of your shirt.
Yeah.
And then you take the jacket off and there's just Don McCall, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing reveal.
Like a left half of Cartman good, right half of Cartman totally fucked up and busted.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going to see that and be like, what's the story there?
And well, then you can add a caption below that says, like, within all of us are two Cartmans.
Yeah.
And it depends on which one we feed, you know?
That's a great point. And also, this goes back to answer our first question of how do I make conversation with other adults at a child's birthday party. You take your jacket off and reveal you're half Simpson, and people are going to be like, what's that? And you can say, I've snagged you. I've got you on the hook. Now I just have to reel you in.
Oh,
my friend
that's
did a bad
job. That's
the
burden I carry across the world.
My friend failed. That's the story. Do you want to hear more? They have failed. Do you like Bart Simpson?
I used to.
This shirt has fucking ruined him for me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Easy. Easy one.
I want a munch squad. I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast. Profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. And this week, we're going to go all the way across the border up to Canada.
Whoa.
Every other KFC in the world is doing wild. It's going to surprise you, is doing wilder shit than ours.
Yeah.
It is impossible to imagine, but in KFC Singapore, they got a Kentucky. That's a mac and cheese Kentucky.
I like that.
It's a you wouldn't like it if you saw it. It's a taco shell made of chicken filled with mac and cheese.
Oh, I don't like that.
No.
It's hashtag
that's Lovecraftian.
Is why.
Because we can.
Hashtag because we can.
Now, I believe Dr. Ian Malcolm spoke about this.
Yeah. He had some pretty dire warnings, if memory serves.
But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're going over to Canada because we're going to satisfy our cravings.
Oh, boy. Is that like killing people?
Nope. Satisfy our gravings.
Oh, like gravy.
Like this. Like satisfy your gravings.
Oh, God.
With the gravy lovers double bucket.
This JPEG can't load slow enough, Juice. This screen share you're doing can't render slowly enough for my
taste. Still waiting
for
it to perk. There it is.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
Did you mean to say, oh, my God?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Glod is the gravy god. We pray to Glod whenever there's a great. Okay. It's gravy season, baby.
Oh boy.
Is what it says here. And KFC Canada has everything you need to let the good times flow.
Now, I know that Canada, they do have a soft spot in their heart for gravy. They put it on their French fries, and I love it.
I like that too.
I don't know how I would feel if I had to look in the mirror in that deep, dark truth pit I call my eyeballs and ask myself, am I a gravy lover? Do I self-identify as a gravy lover? That feels
painful. I would answer yes until I saw this image. And I don't like this.
I'm a gravy enjoyer.
This is. I'll describe the JPEG. It's a bucket of wings, or just a bucket of fried chicken. It's a smaller bucket of, I believe, just nuggets, and a box of French fries. And there's small like Beaker-ish. Medical grade testing cups filled with gravy that are being upended into each of these different potentially non-gravy proof containers.
I would like to highlight an interesting level of restraint that KFC has shown here, in which in the background appears to be, I think, like succotash and corn. Yeah. And they are not getting.
They are not being degraded. No, that would be.
They are not
great.
But because of their perspective, it does look like they are about a baby swimming pool full of succotash and corn.
It also looks like the succotash is hiding behind the chicken bucket, as if to say, like, I don't want to be in this one.
Do not observe me.
So let's talk about it. As the champion of holiday sweets, I made it one sentence in. Holiday sweets can take a backseat to the savory goodness of KFC's new gravy lovers roster. And as the champion of gravy, it's only fitting that KFC scored the savoriest of soundtracks from the one and only Young Gravy for its festive rollout.
Best friend of Young Sheldon.
You'll be singing Damn Gravy, You So Vicious.
Have you seen Wet Gravy yet? His new album is fucking fire.
You'll be singing Damn Gravy, You So Vicious, You So Clean, You So Delicious all season long. Indulge with new holiday staples. New holiday staples is what they're called shot here, including the Gravy Lovers Double Bucket Feast, featuring 8 pieces of original recipe chicken, 4 mouthwatering tenders, popcorn chicken, and 3 of your favorite sides, and the Gravy Lovers Sandwich, a delicious hand-breaded filet with buttery Monterey Jack cheese, creamy mayo, and hash brown gravy boat.
I live in D.C., so I can go to Congress and propose a law that the words Gravy Lovers Double Bucket Feast can only be said like Vincent D'Onofrio's character in A Men in Black.
Gravy Bucket.
I'm the Gravy Lovers Double Fuck It Beast, and I'm here to tell you. And I'm here to say that the Gravy Lovers Double Bucket Feast is the favorite meal of the Gravy Lovers Double Fuck It Beast.
And I'm here before Congress asking for more funding for PBS.
Okay.
Can I just say, my favorite thing about the holiday staple claim is, I will admit, I think my favorite part of every holiday celebration is when I'm carrying around a container of food and the sopping wet gravy-soaked bottom drops out. Yeah. And then all the kids clamber together to collect their prizes while the dogs are munching on whatever food is there.
Yeah. You're
grandma's slipping in the gravy puddle.
To see who can get the most gravy in.
It's my favorite part. Sandwich falls apart in my hand because it has 8 different kinds of liquid on it.
Yeah.
I can't eat. I wish I could find a picture of the Gravy Lover sandwich, because the hash brown gravy boat, which is expertly designed to be loaded with KFC's delicious gravy.
Is this an edible carafe for your gravy?
I guess, but they did. How could they not include that in the imagery, right?
Like, because it's proprietary technology and they don't want pretenders to the gravy throne.
Oh, never mind, guys. Don't worry about it. I got it for you. Hold on one second. I'm going to bring you a live feed of the Gravy Lover sandwich. Hold on.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Griff, can you describe what you're seeing here?
I don't think I can, but I'll do my best. Imagine a sandwich with a bun, and then there's some sort of cream, white cream, not gravy. It could be some sort of pale.
It's mayo. We've covered this just a second ago.
Pale gravy.
Yeah, but it's not in this picture, Justin. There's no way that's actual.
It's mayo, or as we think of it in Canada, egg gravy.
They got egg gravy, the tallest fried chicken patty I've maybe ever seen.
A lot of people would have said thick, but good on you.
Monterey Jack cheese, I'm guessing, on top of that.
And this is where things get weird.
And then imagine, y'all ever play that video game Halo? One of those, but made out of breaded potato, I suppose. And then in the middle of it, instead of there being alien adventures you go on with Master Chief, it is a foolhardy amount of dripping brown gravy, and then
it's
the bun
dripping down the sandwich. Yeah, so yeah, it's already an utter mess.
The coloring of this and the fact that they've removed the top bun makes it seem like this chicken has suffered a massive head wound, and like the top of its head has been removed, and its gravy brain is spilling out.
It kind of seems like, and they've very wisely not shown the sandwich with the top bun on it. It's kind of like rakishly off to the side. Perhaps it has.
It's like
slipped
m'lady.
Off. it has doffed
McGravy.
Its cap. And I think that it's maybe because they knew that if you put the bun on and you take a big bite of the sandwich, you're eating the world's worst gusher that This is a prank sandwich that you bite into, and now you're wet from the gravy all over your pants.
And for those who just can't get enough gravy, KFC is satisfying those needs by offering individual gravy servings for just $1. And that's $1 Canadian, folks, so you do the math. Speaking of those who just can't get enough, KFC has gift wrapped the ultimate prize for savory lovers. They're just putting whatever words.
Yeah.
We're talking the chance to meet Young Gravy.
Get out.
Through tickets to his Vancouver show.
Uh-huh.
Paired with KFC VIP gravy card. The KFC VIP gravy card is an exclusive pass that gives the lucky holder access to a year's supply of free KFC gravy. So you can pour it, dip it, lick it, and even cheers it.
Does that come with private security for a year? Because that person is going to be the target of gravy-hungry criminals everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the next year, you'll have unlimited gravy, and Young Gravy will be there to put himself between you and any danger you face.
I don't think Young Gravy follows you around. He hasn't sworn you a life debt. I think that you just see, it says meet Young Gravy at his show. So I'm assuming he'll just like nod at you from the stage. I can't imagine he's going to.
Okay, so getting Young Gravy into a life debt is on you. You get the opportunity. You have to make it happen.
It is impossible to Google the ad for this because Google keeps saying, do you mean cravings? You mean cravings, right? No, gravings.
I won't let you correct that. What, Google? Yeah. I won't let you correct
it. This holiday season, KFC is giving our iconic gravy the spotlight it truly deserves, says Catherine DeBecky, Chief Marketing Officer of KFC Canada. Ignoring the fact that KFC gravy left in a spotlight is going to go rancid within 30 to 40 seconds.
Fast.
Right.
Our Satisfy Your Gravings festive campaign, featuring the savory sounds of Young Gravy, leans into KFC's iconic swagger and the indulgence gravy brings to indulgence gravy brings to holiday meals. We're calling all Canadians to pick up some Kentucky Fried Chicken with an extra side of gravy and let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Do it for your country, Canadians. We need this.
There's just a direct link to the Satisfy Your Gravings campaign on a Google Drive that belongs to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That seems not right.
I don't think I can. Let me see if I can upload my own assets to it.
Yeah, can you edit?
No, I am not. I do not have editing. I do not have editing permissions. Because of the character limit, it says KFC Satisfy Your Gravings Ass instead of assets. It says Satisfy That Gravings Ass.
Justin, do you have the ability to request editing permission on that?
Write a note and say, I'm going to fix this.
I'll fix this for you.
I possess a unique set of skills. I can fix this for you, but I need immediate edit access now.
I can fix it. I can fix it.
For one thing, you've misspelled Young across the whole document. It has an O in there.
The commercial, in case you're curious, is just Young Gravy eating these sandwiches with some friends. He seems to very much be enjoying it.
Okay.
Now, in each shot, there's fewer and fewer friends until you realize it's all in his head. Gravy is erasing his memories.
So that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for joining us We hope you're having an enjoyable Candlelights if you're observing now at this point in the year.
Hey, speaking of, Candlelights Video on Demand is available through January 2nd, 2023. So you can purchase access now, even if you didn't watch it when it aired, I guess, came out on Saturday. You can watch it anytime between now and January 2nd. Tickets are still available at bit.ly/candlelights2022, candlelights2022. And the proceeds from that still go to Harmony House. But we should also let you know that we're not going to have any shows next week because our staff is taking the last week of the year off because of the holidays. So we'll be back with new content on January 2nd.
Content.
Merch. Make sure you check out our merch store, macquarie.com. Start your new year off right with some really cool shit, like the Besties ornament that you can hold on to till next year, I guess. Designed by Evan Palmer. The Candlelights mug is restocked, and 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Harmony House. Griffin, tell us about those 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight tours.
Well, we got some shows coming up next year that we had to reschedule from this past year. April 27th and 28th, we're going to be in San Jose doing Taz and Mabim Bam. And then April 29th, we're going to be in Denver doing Mabim Bam. If you already got tickets, those will be honored at the new dates. Mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start will be required. So come on out. Come on down.
Come on out. Come on down.
And I haven't mentioned on the show yet, but I'm going to be on Joko Cruise in March. So are you going to be there? I'd love to see you there. It's I know, but I will be. And I'm talking to the people at home.
Too
I'd love to see you there.
Afraid of
didn't
ocean.
Get an invite this year.
Well, they said they only wanted the best and the brightest. That's wild. So I get to go. Yeah.
Did they hear your Cartman impression? You think that's what sort of gave you the edge?
Pushed it. Actually, I got the invite halfway through this episode during the Money Zone.
That's
and they were
huge.
Like, yeah, we heard you through the grapevine. So come on the Joko Cruise, hang out with me and others.
Hey, if you go to theadventurezonecomic.com, you can pre-order the Adventure Zone 11th Hour graphic novel. It comes out February 21st of next year, and it beats ass, and it would mean a lot to us if you pre-ordered. It would mean a lot emotionally, and also it like tells book vendors how many copies of our book to get in stock, so it helps us in a lot of ways.
Helps. Thank you.
You can also submit your receipt for your pre-order at beat.com. That sentence really started to go in some fun directions. But you can submit your receipt at bit.ly/11thhourpreorder to get a lenticular sticker featuring art from the book. So do that. And hey, have a happy Honda Days. We'll catch you next year. We'll have a really funny we're gonna have a really funny motto for 2023 that's not gonna require any of us to dress up in any kind of like business.
That's not. There's no
attire.
Guarantee of that.
Many times.
This is gonna be a comfortable year. It's gonna
be a comfy one. So look forward to that.
All right. That's the end of our show.
What if we had the fucking courage to just like walk away from it? I'm actually afraid, Justin. I'm gonna make you do it because I'm pretty sure if we make Travis do it, he is gonna do it in the voice of the.
That's what I was hoping for. I'd like to hear it one more time. Hear that bad boy.
I'd like to be excused.
You may.
Okay. See you guys.
And I'm Griffin McElroy. Kiss you guys square in the lips.
I can't hear them anymore, but I'm just going to say I'm Griffin McElroy now, and hopefully it'll time out good.
What's so funny?
It's over. It's not the...
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.